Random House Audio presents Noah's Compass by Ann Tyler. Read for you by Arthur Morey. Chapter 1. In the 61st year of his life, Liam Pennywell lost his job. It wasn't such a good job anyhow. He'd been teaching fifth grade in a second-rate private boys' school. Fifth grade wasn't even what he'd been trained for. Teaching wasn't what he'd been trained for. His degree was in philosophy. Oh, don't ask. Things seemed to have taken a downward turn a long, long time ago, and perhaps it was just as well that he had seen the last of St. Dovrig's dusty, scuffed corridors and those interminable after-school meetings and the reams of niggling paperwork. In fact, this might be a sign. It could be just the nudge he needed to push him on to the next stage, the final stage, the summing-up stage. The stage where he sat in his rocking chair and reflected on what it all meant in the end. He had a respectable savings account and the promise of a pension, so his money situation wasn't out-and-out desperate. Still, he would have to economize. The prospect of economizing interested him. He plunged into it with more enthusiasm than he'd felt in years, gave up his big old-fashioned apartment within the week, and signed a lease on a smaller place, a one-bedroom plus den in a modern complex out toward the Baltimore Beltway. Of course, this meant paring down his possessions, but so much the better. Simplify. Somehow, he had accumulated far too many encumbrances.